This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day brings a mix of sun and clouds with comfortable temperatures. In Tel Aviv, expect a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem sees slightly cooler conditions. Haifa enjoys clear skies, perfect for being outdoors. Now, here are today's headlines. First, explosions and U.S. self-defense strikes highlight ongoing tensions near the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, Walla reports that Israel has established a secret military base in Iraq, attacking Iraqi forces that approach the site. Also, this hour, 24 News confirms Israel operated this covert base during the Iran conflict and struck Iraqi troops to maintain its secrecy. Separately, a man who firebombed a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder, Colorado last year has received a life sentence, according to Forward. And finally, Australian Jewish News reports on tributes paid to Jewish Australians' resilience at the Yom HaAtzmaut event, months after the Bondi attack. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman shared a source just minutes ago, providing insights into ongoing military developments. Isaac Herzog, president of Israel, posted recently about productive meetings with various world leaders, highlighting Israel's strengthening international relations. From memory, a columnist in a Saudi daily criticized the Iranian regime, urging the UAE to respond to its attacks. This was posted earlier today. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing tensions near the Strait of Hormuz, the Jerusalem Post reports on renewed clashes that underline the region's maritime vulnerabilities. These events emphasize unresolved issues between Iran and the Gulf states. The implications for global trade routes remain significant, as the stability of this key passage is crucial. Turning to Israel's covert operations in Iraq, Walla and I, 24 News, reveal that Israel's military presence aimed to counter threats during the Iran conflict. The base's discovery by Iraqi forces prompted Israel to act, highlighting ongoing regional conflicts. Such operations show the lengths nations will go to protect strategic interests. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Forward reports the sentencing of a man for a deadly attack on a pro-Israel march in Boulder. This case underscores the ongoing challenges of domestic terrorism. The sentencing closes a chapter on the incident, but raises concerns about community safety and security measures. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Shestowitz and Benarzi are joining Total Capital in a major expansion move, involving an $85 million investment. This indicates confidence in Israel's financial sector. Separately, Globes highlights that Israeli startups raised $1.3 billion in April, contributing to a total of $4.4 billion in the first months of 2026. This underscores the vibrancy and growth potential of Israel's tech ecosystem. And finally, Walla Business announces a significant investment by Bank Leumi in Japnica, a restaurant chain. The 200 million shekel deal reflects ongoing interest in Israel's diverse market sectors. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.